And this time on Culture File, the latest from our storytelling industrial complex correspondent, Rob Long. This time, Rob is thinking about the dominant position of lies in a writer's life.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot. For the next, 10 seconds or so, I'm going to be lying to you. You asked about the script I'm writing? It's going really well. It's almost done. I'm making little changes here and there, but I'll be done with it, I don't know, sooner rather than later, I guess. But what I really want to say is it's going well, and it's basically done, and all of that was a lie. The script isn't basically done. It's not even basically started. I'm not making little changes here and there. I'm aimlessly shopping online and staring out of the window. People in Hollywood, and when I say people in Hollywood, I'm really referring to me. I often take my personal individual character flaws and apply them universally. So when I say things like people in Hollywood are lazy, or people in Hollywood are running out of ideas, or people in Hollywood need to lose some serious weight, what I'm really saying is that people in Hollywood like to project their failings onto people in Hollywood. But this part really is true. People in Hollywood tend to bend the truth. In other words, we lie to each other a lot in this business. Maybe they do in every business. I don't know. I've only worked in this one. It's sort of a cliche to say that we're all liars and double dealers in Hollywood, but it's a business of sharks and no accounts. And mostly when we lie, though, it's not out of malice. We lie to each other to make things simpler. That is a great idea, we tell each other when we share our ideas, and not because it's a great idea, but because the process of really thinking about an idea, entertaining it, and treating it with thoughtful analysis is so exhausting. And worse, what if it's a lousy idea? What do you say then? So it's best just to say, that is a great idea. When can we expect the first draft of the script is another one of those questions begging for a false response. Tuesday, I always say, whether or not Tuesday is the day or whether or not there's any day on the horizon. Tuesday, I say with chipper enthusiasm. But today is Tuesday, a studio executive once said to me. Do you mean today? Well, you know, I'm actually thinking that maybe. And then, see, I hung up on myself mid-sentence, which is something nobody ever does. And so it seems like I'm going through a bad reception area or something. Hanging up on yourself isn't exactly lying, of course, but it does convey a false impression, so I guess it counts. But it gets you out of a troublesome exchange in which the truth, when can we expect the script? Well, I don't know. I haven't started it yet. I'm a bad, lazy, undisciplined person, and I already spent the money. Well, that would be unsatisfying to everyone involved. Look, morally, I get it. These are lies, falsehoods, just more small, minor failings that add up over time, but they keep things moving. They keep the social traffic running smoothly. It's sort of like when you're at a traffic stop and the light is about to turn red and there really technically isn't time for 8 cars to go through, let alone your car, the 9th. But you push it and you keep going. And of course it's wrong, but it's the only way to keep things moving along. It's the same way when you're caught in a tricky situation. You can always hang up on yourself if you really get into trouble and haven't thought of a way to. See? It totally works. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll be heavily medicated. This has been Rob Long with Martini Shot.
And he's right. Rob will be back next Thursday on Culture File with more news from the frontiers of fantasy. And this month's Culture File debate gathers a clique of Irish traditional music makers featuring singer Roisin El Safty, concertina player and dancer Kathleen Nigowan, fiddler with the group Slow Moving Clouds, Alton O'Brien, and the Irish Traditional Music Archive's Alan Woods for a conversation about where trad finds itself in a world of shuttered snugs and online sessions. That's the Culture File debate Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.